3Y NASCAR podcast. Different setting here from the MHK. Well, really, actually, I am on the road currently right now doing this podcast right now on this chilly Friday. It's supposed to be the first day of spring. It still feels like winter. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3 for the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Y'all know what it is. Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and, of course, the NASCAR Cup Series, the 3Vs Divisions, and all of motorsports. Coming to you from on the road, currently inside my own car, headed back to Manhattan, Kansas, to do a little shopping, if you will. Meaning the pandemic, the epidemic of this coronavirus. We'll get into that here momentarily here on this Friday, March 20th, 2020. Here, before we dive in any more here real quick, of course, you can follow me at EG3_FastEddie again, at EG3_FastEddie again, the 3Y podcast. You can find that wherever you get your podcast from, whether it's from Apple Podcasts, we're definitely on Spotify, Google Play, Audio Boom, and it was fun listening on a TV screen, tuning in to TuneIn app as well, and much more. SoundCloud, we just uploaded over the week a few more episodes, and we're actually almost caught up with that as well. The 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3, find it wherever you get your sports podcast from. And speaking of sports, yes, sports is on a hiatus. All sports on a hiatus right now, thanks to this epidemic, the coronavirus, the whatever you want to call it, the daily, the COVID-19 coronavirus, the epidemic. Yeah, it is. This thing has legs, and unfortunately, all sports, you know, as for me, growing up, all sports, not into watching all this other stuff, like NCIS and all this other stuff, the shows that we normally watch, except for maybe old school shows back in the day, like TBS, TNT, and such like that. But yeah, all I watched growing up was sports and sports only, and it's definitely strange. We live in strange times and scary times at that with no sports for the next 2 months. I talked about on this podcast last week that, you know, this thing, we didn't know what was going to happen moving forward. Obviously, you know, I'm going to pick up right where I left off last week's podcast. You did not listen to that, go back, download it. Yeah, plenty of time, obviously, with no sports to check out the podcast, the 3Y podcast with EG3. But yeah, there was no tournament games, at least conference games, for the rest of the tournament back last week. At this time, K-State was going to play Baylor after K-State knocked off TCU last week. But the following morning, no, let's just go ahead and cancel the rest of the tournament games. And then moving forward, no March Madness, no NCAA tournament for men's and women's. This thing has had a big time ripple effect, and it all started in Oklahoma City, where of course Utah Jazz star center Rudy Gobert was diagnosed with the coronavirus, and then of course Donovan Mitchell got it as well, and there's a scary situation down in Oklahoma City, which is 4 hours away from where we live out in Manhattan, Kansas. And oh, by the way, if you're looking for Big D, he doesn't usually speak on his podcast. He ain't with me. It's me on the road at work, finishing up work for the week here with this podcast. So I wanted to do something a little tad different here to wrap up the week as well here with y'all. So I wanted to do something a little bit different here with you guys on the road. Appreciate y'all for tuning in this episode. Of course, it's where I'm recording right now on the road for my last hour at work. This will go out Sunday. So with all that is, with all the moving around this podcast going on, of course, life getting adjusted with a new person, new kid, with the family. Yeah, we're moving around some things. So, yeah, you got to bear with me here for a little bit. And, yeah, we're going to have to bear with all this other stuff that's going on. It's very scary, to be honest with you right now. I know my wife, you know, my wife's the extrovert right now. So, you know, I don't want to throw her on the bus. But she thinks it's sort of a joke and whatnot. Oh, let's blow over and whatnot. And kind of want to explain to you in this first half of the podcast, you know, what the it's affecting everybody. Not just, you know, it's affecting her dance studio in a huge way. It's affecting everyone, me, everybody, NASCAR especially, basketball, baseball, football, NBA, all the way around. And we're getting to the meat. And with the Olympic, I know I don't want to go ahead on this, but you're talking about, okay, so NASCAR, of course, with the CDC regulations, we're all in those now, moving things 2 months, 8 weeks equals 2 months, and supposedly everything's supposed to get back to possibility of the Martinsville race, which is in prime time, the first official, quote-unquote, night races at Martinsville, Mother's Day weekend. And even that, and I'm going to put that as questionable right now. You know, everyone thinks, yeah, that's going to happen. But I mentioned this COVID-19 thing has legs right now. What if this thing gets even more worse than it actually is? This thing is good, could get pushed back. A couple people has told me this thing could get pushed back more to summertime, talking about June, talking about postponing things another month, possibly another month and a half. And NASCAR's goal was announced this week that, okay, so we want to get all 36 races in, right? If what I just said were to happen, that's going to be awfully, awfully tough to do that. Now, I'm all for getting all 36 races in. And I was not. And going back to one of the last year's episodes of the podcast, I explained I was not a huge fan of the midweek race Wednesday. I mean, obviously, everything aside all that, you know. And I'm not even talking about the Truck Series or the Xfinity Series. I'm talking about the Cup Series alone. You're going to have to make up all these races. It's just going to be one hell of a show. I'll tell you that right now. And even if, you know, we get to May 3rd and this thing is contained somehow to that point, well, you're going to have races like the NBA, Major League Baseball. You have races every day, things like of that nature. It's just going to get crazy and crazier. So, but yeah, I mean, you got to think of the possibility, guys, of, you know, you're looking at May, the big races in May for NASCAR, the Coca-Cola 600. Before that, Extra Most Speed, you got the All-Star race, okay? Then in IndyCar, this weekend is supposed to start their season for the IndyCar series. And to boot that, I'm going to put on another layer and say the Major League Baseball also is supposed to start this week. I was really bummed about that. Of course, being from Georgia, for those who are long-time listeners of the Three Wide Podcast, know I'm a Braves fan from Georgia. And right now, the east side of the U.S., like I looked at the statistic cases this week, yeah, that really freaked me out a little bit. Really freaked me out. See what's going on the east side. California, one of those states right now that you come from there, you're going to be quarantined. Yeah, this is all this stuff going on. I've never, again, ladies and gentlemen, I have never been a part of crazy things like this. Yes, 9/11, obviously, that went down. Super scary moment that One day that we'll never forget as Americans in this country. But this right here, this epidemic right here, it's crazy. You got a lot of people going up, and you're acting like I'm living in Florida right now. You got no groceries at the grocery store. I'm going to go check that out again. Fortunately enough, I know I'm all over the rails a little bit with this, but it's all a part of this first half of the podcast here on the road here with this COVID-19. Yes, I'm quarantined, yes, safely inside the work vehicle. Let's do this podcast, and it's a little bit different scene, yep, but hey, it is windy, cold. It's supposed to be the first day, official day of spring, and it's not. It still feels like it's winter. But, hey, we go back to the last couple of days. It was 60s, and yesterday, 73. Today, 33 degrees. We went till 20. Get the hell out of here with that. So, yeah, not good. And it's supposed to be chilly for the rest of the weekend. So, yeah, I'm not definitely not a fan of this stupid cold weather. But hopefully this will go through. Yeah, I can just enjoy some 60-degree weather, and hopefully, yeah, with all that being said, you're listening to 3-Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter, third here with y'all on the road, back on the road, currently back for my final assignment here of the week here, and I just said, hey, might as well just do this podcast now, what is going on right now at home, so I figured, well, I want to give this a try. I've done this before, but in a different setting before the 5K, I think it was either last year or the year before last year, before the 5K, and it turned out pretty good. So, hey, might as well just do it now while driving, of course. So, yeah, just getting that all out of the way, but before lunchtime. So, definitely want to wrap this thing up before lunchtime here so I can go ahead and eat, take a little bit of nap, and then see what's out there as far as grocery goes, at least for the meat side of things. So that's nice, kind of nice. So we have all the essentials that we need, at least for a stretch of time. So yeah, then man, this thing has been absolutely crazy. From the jump, you would think that, you know, all started overseas in China, and then Europe hit hard, most notably Italy, and then you got guys and gals flying in from those places, bringing it over, containing it. And people passed dying from it. Yes, there have been people that have been able to recover from it, but from different case to case, whatnot, depending, it's from a case to case basis. You got people dying and things like that. Let's be real with y'all, people. Now, I mean, this is some scary shit. And so, I mean, people playing around on all sorts of stuff. People can joke around. I get it. I maybe can understand a little bit, but, you know, yeah, when it hits close to home, I mean, there's few cases a couple hours from where we're at, Johnson County, that's in Overland Park near the KC metro area over there. They've been getting hit, KC, where our parents live right now, and they're getting hit a ton right now, so, I mean, it's just, I mean, there was a case yesterday in Lawrence, Kansas, there, where somebody was hit with the COVID virus there, and I believe there's one passed away down in Oklahoma yesterday as well. So, yeah, California, overseas and whatnot, Iceland, yeah, it just all over the place, and just the ripple effect, the domino effect. I talked about the domino effect last week, and that you're going to see domino effect from one thing to another, and just Oklahoma City, a basketball game, NBA game, Utah Jazz, Oklahoma City Thunder, all where this triggered a halt to the sports world, and you're talking about, again, all circling face to the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 and Monaco. And I might have oversaw it a little bit there. I don't know. Don't quote me on it just yet. But we'll be back in 2 weeks. Of course, the podcast, my podcast, of course, with the hiatus of sports, we decided, hey, let's just do it every 2 weeks until activity picks up. So, and of course, I want to spend more time with the one month old now. Explain more. I'll oversee that toward the end of the podcast. So, but yeah, decided, hey, I'm not with what's going on right now. I'm not going to do a podcast episode every week. Decided to just do every other week. until otherwise, and hopefully, you know, things can get under control. But as of now, I can't speak for that right now. There's just new cases popping up every day, and I know, man, very, very scary just through my eyes right now. Here living in the Midwest, Manhattan, Kansas, MHK, the 3 Wide Podcast, rolling on the road, Eddie Greer the 3rd here with you guys. Till lunchtime here with y'all. But yeah, of course, we live in a college town, Manhattan, Kansas, and, you know, when Laura Kelly and the governor, Laura Kelly, of the state of Kansas, made the announcement of no more schools for the year, shut it down, this city turned into an absolute ghost town. Yeah, you still have your locals and whatnot here in town or whatnot, you know, doing their thing, but this place turned to absolute ghost town. No college students, business affected, Aggieville affected, and apparently it's supposed to be fake Paddy's Day this weekend. Ain't gonna happen, baby. With all the businesses shut down and whatnot, and, you know, all the permits plugged, and last weekend where I was supposed to do the 10K race, right? That was pulled the plug on that. The parade was shut down as well, thanks to, you know, the city commissions pulling the plug on those. You know, people were upset about that. I was upset about that as well. And yeah, it's not just hurting, you know, people here in town. Obviously, my wife's business being affected by that, but it's just a whole damn ripple effect that is going on throughout the world right now. It just, man, shit's crazy right now. So that's all really the underlining of it. It is in the NCAA tournament, the Masters being canceled, the NCAA tournament, no March Madness at all. Man, it's crazy. The Major League Baseball delayed their opening day until May. And like I go back before a few moments ago in this half of the podcast, if this thing somehow gets contained and whatnot, and people can manage it a little bit, maybe we'll have the opportunity. But right now, there's no, it is sight, and that's the scary thing. And kids, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools being shut down because of this COVID-19. It just, wow, it's just unbelievable. And then, not even in the boot, the high school seniors, college seniors, K-State seniors, KU seniors, Wichita State seniors, you gotta feel bad for them. Students, and then not just the athletes, you're talking about the student, just your normal average students who attend these universities, Washburn, Pitt State, and whatnot. These girls and gals, international students, are being affected. They're also being affected because you can't finish up your semester or whatnot. Now you gotta take online classes, which what they're doing right now, all online right now. It's a weird time right now. And you gotta feel for the seniors trying to graduate the semester. What are they going through right now in this scary time period in 2020 right now? 2020's been weird. Been a weird one. Start off, you know, obviously you have your deaths. Obviously, you know, everyone's still reeling from Kobe, from the whole Kobe situation right there. So, and then, so a lot of things right now, you just don't know what's going to happen next. And that's why I said, I can't predict the future. I can't tell you what's going to happen next, but yes, this is a racing podcast, NASCAR podcast, and a little bit in between, things like that. And I just wanted to bring you guys the attention right now in our state, especially where I'm at, Manhattan, Kansas, right now. So where it's currently 30 degrees right now and cold. I'm tired of this cold shit. you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we had great weather yesterday, and we had a lot of people out doing my running and stuff like that. And, of course, you know, with all that being said, marathoning. I was getting trained up for the Oklahoma City Marathon here, and with that being, it did not get canceled. It did get postponed till October. And this also, you know, if you're training for a marathon or whatnot, you're getting ready to travel. And obviously, speaking of travel, everybody being affected by travel plans being screwed up and whatnot, you know, cruises, obviously, this thing hit on cruise ships as well. Being stuck out there on cruise ships, I do not want to be that person. Oh, damn, you know, this virus is affecting your cruise ship. You're going to stay out there for this amount of days, and I don't know if I'm going to be getting home or not. Damn, you know. So, it's just, this thing is whole, this is being, shit's just hit the fan. Let's just call it what it is. Sorry, excuse my language, folks, but shit's hit the fan. Whether it's you're on a cruise ship and you're trying to buy up stuff at a store and you can't get no grocery, you can't get no toilet paper for days around here. So, lucky for me, went the smart route and said, use my head and part of my route, go through small towns as part of, we have client tree that goes through to northern Kansas. And luckily, after my last client in that town, Frankfort, Kansas, I was able to hit up a local supermarket, a small supermarket, and they just got a truck, and I was able to get a couple of toilet paper, and yeah, the cashier laughed at me a little bit there, but hey, so hey, I left them with still toilet paper there, so yeah, there's that EG33Y podcast on the road, Eddie Greer III, doing things a little bit differently. Here in our podcast episode, this episode will go out on Sunday. With everything going, I might as well just go back. You know, we've been all over the place, and I apologize for that. But you're going to have to bear with me here. I think with this period, I think we're safe to say we're going to stick with Sundays here until things get back rolling, as at least things look back to get back off the deck a little bit. But we just got to see. It's a waiting thing. We don't know. I don't know if things will pick back up in May. I just don't know. And picking up where I left off with the May thing, of course, I'm going to talk about racing in the second half of the podcast, so I've got you guys covered there. With that, I'm going to spend a few more minutes with the COVID-19 half portion of the podcast. We'll take an intermission break on the road. I'm going to pop some music in here and then get on with the second half of the show, and then it's going to be lunchtime, and it's going to be a time to wrap it up for the 3Wide podcast for this week. But yeah, Oklahoma City Marathon, I was training for that, or almost training for that. I feel good. And then to postpone that, damn, you know, that's just fortunate. And now that's going to be a conflict of interest there if this thing were to subside itself October. I mean, it's a long, long ways away right now with the current situation that we have right now. So, I mean, you're looking at that saying, okay, OKC Marathon is October the 4th, right? And my intentions with this, this event was paid for, so luckily enough, I didn't already pay for a damn hotel down there, so very fortunate about that. So now, the KC Marathon, which I'm planning on doing, is a few couple weeks down the road, I believe the third weekend of October. I want to go back to KC's to complete the trifecta of those races. And now on top of that, I want to do the I-35 challenge this year. So the OKC Marathon could be put on the back burner till next year. So very, very bummed by that situation. But I'm still running, coming out here running. So unless I'm really sick or whatnot, you know, that's not going to, you know, all this ain't going to stop me from, you know, going out with a few other locals here in town and running. And all this whole, you know, it all started with 50. You can't be a part of this 50 part of group, and then now it's been trimmed to 25, and all of a sudden now we're down to a small group. No small group allowed to be 10. So yeah, it's been, yeah, definitely frustrating from a local standpoint, and definitely frustrating as a sports fan. You know, you're not getting your daily dose of sports. Yeah, you have your sports sense and whatnot, but I ain't gonna watch no Sports Center. You know, you're gonna get creative and whatnot. You know, I can get my daily Sports Center now on The Athletic. Great content. You know, I get some of my podcasts from there. Awesome content, great reads and whatnot. So I get my content from there with the cell phone age that we use now. So there's that situation as well. So yeah, everything's been crazy. And, you know, May is big. We just got to see. I mean, Indianapolis 500, you know, in question marks as well. So, I mean, yeah, man, it's crazy. Racing, obviously being affected. They're not obviously being the only ones. Like I've stated, everything's being right now. Being, you know, questioned right now for sure with this whole thing of COVID-19 and how deadly this has been. I mean, this is scary, man. And I mean, at work, I came in this morning, you know, my boss saying, you know, one of our clients, you know, is originally from California. Well, hot damn. You know, that would have been nice to know. You know what I'm saying? But luckily, very fortunate that we're very fortunate that we aren't quarantined. I mean, yeah, we're quarantined individually at our own home, but as a work company, we're very lucky. I mean, our competitor, Border States, you know, they had to shut down their counter because, you know, that the same guy, I'm not going to call him out, but call him by his name, but that's going to be confidential. But he went in there and invaded the counter space. I mean, yeah, there's got to be a certain limit of of things out there, of space. You got to be 6 feet away, things like that. So here in Manhattan, Kansas, so that's unfortunate for them guys. But yeah, and very fortunate there. So I'm like, that would have been nice, you know. I mean, I'm looking at the tickets that I drive around, not just here in town, but obviously I talked about my job on this podcast numerous times. For those of you tuning in for the first time, you know, I am the primary delivery driver for my work, so I'm basically constantly on the road like I am right now. I'm basically finished up for the week, so I'm done for the week, which is awesome. At least that's a positive there. The 3-Wide Podcast with EG3 rolling on the road back to the MHK, where I usually do this podcast, Eddie Greer III. There's no Big D, obviously, this podcast will go out Sunday, so that's what we're going to shoot for now with all that's going on. But this is going to be every 2 weeks now that until this thing gets solved or contained or wherever you want to call it, the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3 will be on Sunday nights. So uploaded on Sunday afternoons, so it'll be up by then. So for your weekly commute beginning on Monday. So apologize for the fans of this podcast. Yeah, I apologize for that. But yeah, life has been very good, but also there's been a lot of uncertainty, especially with this COVID-19 that's been going around. And then especially the neighbor state below us right now. So yeah, and then obviously, and then another thing here real fast, and then we're going to break here for a moment, and then we'll get to some racing news here to cap off the podcast. But yeah, so Oklahoma being hit with the COVID-19, anything else. So yeah, the Bill Snyder family marathon, not marathon, half marathon, that's been huge. That got this thing, this running thing for me, got all started up. That's been pretty much a big thing in part of my life to this point, this running career that all of a sudden been picked back up. It's in late May also, so it's not canceled yet, not yet anyway. So I mean, yeah, it's just a wait and touch and go basis with that as well. So a lot of things being canceled, postponed, being moved around, and things like that. So yeah, I've never been a part, and I'll say again, never been a part of something like this. This has been absolute bat bleeping crazy. That everybody's just going crazy. You would think that I'm living in the state of Florida, where we're getting ready for a hurricane or something with no meat, and especially no toilet paper. And I had mentioned this on a podcast last week that what's the toilet paper got to do with it? And I'm seeing some of it a little bit, but I'm still don't get it. And then, of course, my wife said yesterday, told me last night that, you know, she went or our relative, our cousin, went into the store. Cousin of ours went into the store in Junction City, where I'm coming from right now, currently, that while I'm recording this podcast that they're putting up the security guards on them damn toilet paper. So I found that funny. And that, because a lot of people get hoarding toilet paper. You're acting like I'm in Florida right now or something. I lived in Florida for a majority of my life. And you would think that the big-ass hurricane was coming or something. Not to make a joke of the light a situation or something. You know, you have a lot of people in Manhattan that, you know, that are needing that kind of stuff. You know, and can't get it. And luckily for me, I used my head, used my brain yesterday and just stopped in there for the first time ever since working for my work, staying in wholesale company, electrical distribution center that I work with. So it's just the overall situation right now. We need to be listening and taking care of our bodies and whatnot and being extra careful, especially the news that I received today at work. Yeah, I need to be extra careful. So definitely this COVID-19, the coronavirus, having legs and it is spreading big time. And yeah, we need to be listening and praying and being with our loved ones and whatnot. And yeah, it's been, and you know, being on conference calls with friends and whatnot. So yeah, definitely, you know, we need to be a little more away. And yeah, I'll say it again before this podcast wraps up. But yeah, to put a cap on this first half here, stay safe, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, we're going to take a quick, put on some music right here real quick here. No, it's pretty dangerous here, but I'm actually on the final leg of homes here, so should be in the good here when we come back on the 3Y NASCAR podcast here. Got some news to share here on the NASCAR side, obviously. You're going to cap things off the 3Y podcast with EG3. Come on back with us. We're coming back after this. Grooving here on this Friday, March 20th, 2020, the 3Y podcast with EG3 rolling on this final leg of this road trip here for me, Eddie Greer, 3Y podcast. Getting our outdoor truck series, Xfinity series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, three biggest divisions, and all the motorsports on hiatus because of the epidemic of COVID-19, which I talked about in the first half of the podcast. Now, putting a bow on that situation again. Prayers out to everyone who's been affected by this. Everybody's been affected by this. Let's not beat around the bush too much. Yes, so there is that situation as well. And luckily for y'all, I have some of my music on here, which I usually play at Mean Big Day Play on the podcast. So that's nice to know. Not nice to know. That's nice to have, actually, on here on the podcast. But yeah, moving on. And speaking of timing, I mean, no pun intended, Brett Moffitt. What the hell happened to Brett Moffitt? He is recovering from surgery after fracturing both legs in a motocross accident last weekend. Are you serious? GMS Racing said Monday that NASCAR Gainer RV and Outdoor Truck Series driver Brett Moffitt is recovering from surgery after a weekend at motorcycle accident in which he fractured both legs. Ouch! The organization issued a statement that said Moffitt was in very good spirits, quote unquote, after last Saturday's accident on a motocross bike. The team said doctors expect a 27-year-old driver and champion, former champion of the Truck Series, to make a full recovery, estimating his rehabilitation will take approximately 6 to 8 weeks. And at the moment, while recording this podcast, Brett Moffitt is very, very lucky that Truck Series ain't going on right now for him. So I mean, is it, or not to laugh at it, but I mean, with all that's going on, if things were in normalcy, he'd be screwed right now. But luckily, with all this going on, maybe there's a silver lining in that, that Brett Moffitt, I mean, it's going to take quite a bit still. So depending on how far his story goes, Brett Moffitt, huge story coming out of Truck Series. There, of course, with the, you know, anticipation of the Bounty, Atlanta was postponed. I'm going to get to that here. I'm going to save that for in a bit here. I got something on that. But anyway, Moffitt injured, and it's going to be during this time of quarantine. He's going to be quarantining himself to surgery. Not surgery. To recovery from surgery. There in that sense there for GMS. Huge hit for that organization there as well. And of course, on the Cup side of things, Ryan Blaney staying with Penske. I might have mentioned this last week. Maybe I did, maybe I did not. But I'm going to say anyways, Ryan Blaney sticking around while Brad Keselowski is looking at quote-unquote other options right there. So there's been people already looking him to the 48 car and whatnot. That's kind of interesting in itself there yet. And that search hasn't even begun yet. That's, to be quite honest with you, that's probably been put in the refrigerator right now due to all this other stuff that's been going on as well. So, but Blaney, obviously, he should have at least 2 wins right now. But he does not have a win in his back pocket as we wait to see what happens with this COVID virus, COVID-19 thing and whatnot. So, but Blaney staying around with Roger Penske, huge there. So Penske, you know, they're off to another hot start, this year before all this went down. And then last year, yeah, we know they went off to a hot start, winning the first 2 or 3, and then we didn't hear from much throughout the rest of the season because Jake Gibbs Racing said, screw that, we're going to step it up, and we're going to put the hurting on the competition. So, yeah, I mean, Penske, everybody's on Penske right now, and rightfully so, but can they keep this up going forward? Does this break hurt them? It's hurting everybody right now, putting a lot of momentum out there. Brad Keselowski led 80-plus laps at Phoenix last time any action happened. So, Ryan Blaney, that's a huge save there. So, that's one card that you can put in the shelf there. So, there's still a lot of things left there. And, again, depending on the situation, don't need to be sound like repeating myself. But this is what we're in. This is what everybody's in right now. No sports for everybody right now. This is what we're in right now. Not necessarily no sports. If you're an iRacing esports kind of guy, I mean, I've grown accustomed to it here, day by day. Here, I used to play my share of video games. Don't get me wrong, I love video games. It's just been, I've been out the game for a long time, especially since life's been pretty crazy in a good way. But iRacing, esports, they have picked it up. And of course, if you missed out on what went down last week, the replacements 100 went down, then you give thanks to TJ Major, spotter of the 22 Cup car of Joey Logano. And of course, you can hear one of the voices of DBC, Door Bumper Clear, with them guys over there. Fabulous race there. And Josh Williams, your winner, coming out of there last week, that event right there. And of course, they did that at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And then of course, this week on Sunday, Fox Sports taking a little page from NBC, because NBC did this. This all started last year with NBC doing it and putting the iRaces at esports out on the map and doing these broadcast races for an hour, which I loved those broadcasts last year doing that. I hope they do that again. Fox Sports going to get a crack at it here this Sunday here. Jeff Gordon, Mike Joy here. 12:30 Central Time, 1:30 Eastern Time. They are going to put up the Pro Series Invitational Opener this Sunday. So when this podcast comes out, I mean, we won't know the winner, obviously, when this podcast comes out until after the fact. But yeah, it's going to be a 90-minute simulation-style esports program, which includes cross-section of competitors from, of course, the Cup Series. You don't need to be speaking right now. Sorry. The Trucks and the Xfinity Series. And, of course, there's also a couple of NASCAR randoms, obviously, as well. Mike Joy, Jeff Gordon, and Larry Matt will call the action from the iRacing Virtual Homestead Miami Speedway, which we're all supposed to be at this weekend. Well, of course, not me, but we're all three series, the triple header weekend this weekend. But instead, everybody's quarantined in their homes, doing video games, and whatever else you're doing, relaxing, watching, binge watching, watching TV, hanging out with the kids, you get the drift right there. So, Atlanta, obviously, no Atlanta last week. Again, I'll get to that here in a second. And then Homestead, no Homestead. And of course, the 8-week hiatus all the way through Dover. At least for the time being. Through Dover. And we'll just have to see from there. And of course, I want to throw this quote in here. Quote, this is a unique opportunity to offer competitive and entertaining racing to our viewers as we all work through these challenging times together. Brad Zager, Fox Sports, executive producer. What? Another thing, this is, and I had the interview list was Joey Logano. Dale Jr. is going to be back. Allgaier was racing in the replaceable Hunter last week. TJ Majors was in there. William Byron, the Hall of Famer of the esports. So he was there and a lot more others. So, I mean, yeah. Okay, so Larry Matt's going to be doing this. Okay, right? Why can't they put him in the booth for the actual stuff? I don't know. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. Y'all know my stance on that, folks. So, the Three Wide Podcast rolling on the road here as I'm getting closer to the shop. As I'll be wrapping things up here and headed for, and basically be done for the weekend and headed for lunchtime, baby. Lunch hour, baby. For that, so as I'm doing this right now, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for some sports, baby. That's what I want. I'm hungry for sports, but for sure, I can't get that. Nobody can't get that. Kids can't get it. Nobody can't get that because of the situation right now. And all the athletes, student athletes, whatnot, drivers, whatnot, can't give that to us because they're quarantined just like we are. So in this scary, difficult time right now in this world. So, I mean, you gotta roll the punches either way. So that's what I'm doing. That's what my wife is doing with our one month old daughter. So it's just a lot. This is, and that's part of the reason why. That's kind of half the reason why I wanted to scale back a little bit this time. Just do one podcast every 2 weeks until we know further what's going on. That way, there's more, at least for me, more content going on, so I can read it, verse it. Y'all know what it is. So, I mean, hey, man, you can't play around with this stuff. I mean, scary as it is, there's people. Yeah, again, I mentioned that in the first half of the podcast. So, yeah, So esports, iRacing, doing something big again with Mike Joy, Larry Mack, and Jeff Gordon, the Pro Series Invitational on FS1, and I'm going to check it out. I encourage y'all to do that same thing. Of course, when this podcast comes out, it's going to be over, but encourage y'all, check it out. I'm excited to do that, so see what happens on the other end of that. I want to take a look at the Cup Series standings here. Go through the top 10 here real quick for y'all here as I pull up in here to my final destination. How about that back of the shop? Pretty sure, yeah. So nobody's really around So except the boss and a couple of my coworkers here at the shop. So I'm definitely, my stomach's growling. So only got a few minutes to hang out with y'all here for the weekend. Now I am out. But anyways here, Joey Logano has the most wins during this break. Again, that's not what I want here. Puts you to decide right now. Okay, so standings as it is right now, Harvick by one over Joey Logano. Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, Jimmy Johnson. You have the whole brigade. Three cars in the top five are Hendrick cars. Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, Eric Amarola, Matt DiBenedetto, and Brad Keselowski. Your top 10 in the the original standings. This is not the playoffs, obviously. We're far away from that. But top 10, obviously, everyone's pulling out the whole Matt DiBenedetto situation. He's ahead of the whole Joel Gibbs Racing Brigade right now. But if you, I said it again, but if you put it into playoff terms, he's not. Well, he's, well, not technically he's not. He's only ahead of three of the Joel Gibbs Racing cars. So, I mean, that just mind-boggling in itself. And again, you know, there's been all this, I mentioned this a tad earlier in the podcast with y'all, that, you know, the schedule is just going to get more hectic and hectic here. Obviously, there's no, oh, they updated it. Oh, okay, they updated it stuff. So, there's no Dover on here, no Homestead, which is supposed to be this weekend, triple header style. No Atlanta. See here, go through my memory bank and see if I can pick it. They updated their stuff here. This is the first time I looked at it in quite a bit. The schedule, obviously, no Dover. KC is still on here for the time being. That's the end of May, which is, this is after, that's the afternoon race there. So that's interesting there. So yeah, I'm just, that's always been a night race, the spring race anyway. So that's a day race. That's interesting. That's been a day. That hasn't been a day race in forever since the opening of the racetrack there up in KC, the KC Speedway, where that's my home track up there. So no Dover. I said that a million times already. Trying to think, they took the tracks down. Bristol was in that sequence as well, and so forth. So yeah, I mean the Olympics. It's supposed to be, yeah. The Olympics is in limbo. Not in limbo yet, but that's a quiet possibility. So you hope they'll have the Olympics hold by then. But again, we're all in standby mode right now with this whole epidemic going around. But yeah, none of those tracks. So you would think the non-playoff tracks here, like a MIS. Obviously, Pocono already scheduled that doubleheader. And we might find out sooner than that. If I was a scheduling, I would put schedule MIS. If you wanted to make all these races up, MIS in that same weekend. So June 7th, right? MIS, put them in two race block, right there. You know what I'm saying? And then yeah, Pocono double dip already. And there's been some talks, of course, that, okay, let's do one track here and then travel all down to do the next track the next day. So, and again, this is not even talking about, this is not even including, folks, the Xfinity Series and Truck Series. So, yeah, this is like NBA. If this thing were to hold up, get this thing somewhat contained and worked on and get this thing out of here, then it would be, you're looking at, but if this thing goes deeper and has to postpone more events, then this thing, it could get more up in the air as well. So yeah, I mean, MIS has two, and then you have to get all these things in before September 6th, which is the first playoff race, which is Darlington this year. I don't have the track in front of me right now, unfortunately, right there, but Darlington is going to be the playoff opener there. So it used to be Chicagoland, and then, dang it, I cannot think at this time what it is. But yeah, so it's a little different format here. So you got all those. Bristol's in the playoffs, so you can't do that. Richmond in the playoffs, you can't do that. Vegas in the playoffs, you can't do that. Yeah, there's a lot of these tracks that are in the regular season. No Texas. Texas is going to have to miss that. So there's a lot of uncertainty going on around there. So it'd be, yeah, I'm not a fan of the midweek race, but I mean, maybe to throw it in there. I mean, you know, no, everybody's not a fan of this NFL stuff. It's an NFL Thursday Nighters. Well, not that's, but I mean, you have to. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, but maybe randomly throwing a Monday night, and this is gonna, could exclude tracks that don't have night races. So, obviously, Michigan don't have it, and Pocono don't have it. Obviously, Texas does have lights. Let's see. Yeah, I have that in front of me at the moment. Dover does not have lights, so Dover could be another track that gets a doubleheader. There of a Saturday, Sunday thing right there. So I'm opposed to them doubleheaders. So that's what I'm going to leave this conversation as here. The 3Wide Podcast coming to the final stretch here on this Friday. Eddie Greer, thank you for tuning in today on the road here. As I'm going to stay and finish this up here and then wrap this thing, lock this baby up and give this thing to Big D and join me some lunch, baby, because it is currently, so look at the time here, currently, yeah, still in lunch chat mode already, damn, so, yeah, so there's that as well. Want to give you an update on that here, and I'm going to wrap it up here, podcast here with some NFL, so on a positive note, at least for me, at least, this NFL free agency stuff, the Atlanta Falcons, you know, I'm almost disappointed with the baseball whole postponing that opening day, because I was really anxious to get the Braves back on playing the way last year ended. So I have to wait on baseball and football. Boy, I jumped at the seat out of my pants. I thought this was actually going to happen, but as of right now, this happened a couple hours ago this morning. We got Todd Gurley from free agency. Of course, he was released from the Los Angeles Rams yesterday, and there were a lot of rumors going around. My buddy of mine texted me that we got a chance to get Todd Gurley, and I said, "I don't think it's gonna happen because the Falcons we put ourselves in position of not doing shit in free agency." Well, it turns out Falcons have done way more with less capacity thus far. Of course, we got Hayden Hurst in there, and then I guess he was the first domino to fall because we traded away Surehand and Hooper to the lame ass Browns, and then we got Hurst over, so we got Affleck tied in, so we upgraded in that position. Day after that, we signed Dan Quinn's former guy, Dante Fowler. This was in the works. This particular Dante Fowler was in the works a long time ago. We talked about for a long time. Of course, we got rid of Vic Beasley. And then, this week, Devontae Freeman, see ya. Devondre Campbell, see ya, unfortunately. I wanted Devondre Campbell back. But fortunately, he signed with the Cardinals. I don't know what it's up with them guys, the front office of Arizona, signing former Falcon players. I don't know. There's got to be conspiracy theory with that. But anyways, and they got DeAndre Hopkins now. So what up with that? What the Houston Texans were thinking, I don't know. But that's shame on them. But the Cardinals could be somebody to watch next year or this fall, depending on what if sports are back in session. But, yeah, man, we got Todd freaking Gurley on a one-year deal. Details yet to be explained yet. This, to me, is like Josh Donaldson deal from last year. This to me, I mean, yeah, you know, Todd Gurley, this is not the same Todd Gurley and all this, yeah, yada, yada, yada. I get that. But this to me reminds me of the whole situation of a Josh Donaldson deal from the Braves. You know, we did not know what we were going to get from him because he's injury prone, and all of a sudden, it took him quite a bit, no doubt. Donaldson originally is from Alabama, and then after the first 2 months, he was slow started, and then all of a sudden, Donaldson stopped popping rain. He stopped popping homers, and then the bring of rain was bringing the rain. And we all know he's with the Twins now. Fortunately, we couldn't keep him, and that's that. And unfortunately, we couldn't go far with Josh Donaldson with the squad we had. So there was that, and then this signing here for the Falcons. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm impressed from what they've done because from the outset, I mean, we weren't supposed to do shit with what we were in cap. We were in cap hell. So from what we released a bunch of players, TD, Thomas Dimitroff, Dan Quinn, their asses are online this year. If football gets going on time, their asses are online. They got to do something right now. I've been impressed with what they put together here. And Todd Gurley, Matt Ryan, Todd Gurley, Julio Jones, Ridley, an emerging Russell Gage, Hurst, an offensive line that needs a little bit of work, coming back with 4 out of 5 starters. Ooh, I mean, Atlanta's offense have been in the top 5 for really last, kind of forever it feels like. But now, you get these kind of upgrades and weapons, there's no telling what this could do. So, I'm impressed. Falcons get Todd Gurley, and the Bucks get Tom Brady. Breeze re-signs with Saints. Bridgewater, Matt Rule get over the Panthers. So, this NFC South, man, it's going to be something. But Brady on the back end of his career. Breeze, same thing. So, I'm not intimidated as Brady. I mean, I was scared of it. Don't get me wrong, I was scared of it. And obviously, with the history of Brady with the Patriots, I'm not going down that rabbit hole. I don't have time for that. I ain't got time for all that today. But, yeah, y'all know that history with the Super Bowl and all that. But, yeah, but I ain't scared of him now as it is. You know, he in a whole different situation with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers there. So, yeah, interesting stuff there. So, very pumped up there on that end. So, yeah, we're getting new uniforms this year. So, see what happens there. I want to end on kind of a fired up note there. NFL free agency, crazy stuff, man. Hopkins going to Texans. And it's just been crazy enough. So it's just only beginning here, folks. Follow me at EG3_fast. And I'll resume shout out, follow shout outs in 2 weeks. We'll be back in 2 weeks. That being in April. And of course, the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you download your podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher. Tune in where I listen to a couple of episodes this week and many more. SoundCloud, we're there as well. But folks, I'm going to wrap this thing up. So I got here and grab some lunch, grub. I appreciate y'all for hanging out with me on the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer saying thank you for listening to this episode of 3Wide Podcast. No racing here for quite a while. No sports activity for quite a while for any of us here. So, yeah, man, you're going to have to go back to YouTube, whatnot, pull out them old VHS tapes, whatnot, and watch some racing, occupy yourself with some racing. I kind of pulled that back for now and catch me up on some TV shows. So, doing things a little bit different until a little later on where I can watch some races and old races and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm keeping myself occupied. Of course, got the little one as well. Obviously, keeping me on my toes as well. The 3Wide Podcast with EG3. We'll be back not next week, but the week after. Again, if you missed it, the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 will be 2 weeks time instead of every week until activity picks back up in the sports world, including NASCAR. So, Eddie Greer again for the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Thank you for listening to this afternoon's episode. It's lunchtime, baby. Take care of yourselves, stay safe, and stay out of trouble. You've been listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. I'm out. See you later.